This is Rush to Reason.
You are going to shut your damn yapper and listen for a change, because I got you pegged, sweetheart. You want to take the easy way out because you're scared. And you're scared because if you try and fail, there's only you to blame. Let me break this down for you. Life is scary. Get used to it. There are no magical fixes.
With your host, John Rush.
My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job first.
You haven't made everybody equal. You've made them the same, and there's a big difference.
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there. It is this feeling that has brought you to me.
Are you crazy? Am I? Or am I so sane that you just blew your mind?
It's Rush to Reason, brought to you by Absolute Electrical Heating and Air, with your host, John Rush.
All right, we are back. Hour number three is upon us. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Alex Teeler joining us now, Southwest Communications Director for the GOP. Alex, welcome. How are you today?
Thanks. Doing well, John. Appreciate you having me.
Oh, I appreciate you joining us. We had some big rulings that came out today from SCOTUS. Let's get into that and talk about it. I've talked about it a little bit today, but didn't get into a lot of depth, so let's do it.
Yeah, absolutely. So big ruling today from SCOTUS. The RNC was happy to play a part in this. We filed a lawsuit that ended up going to the Supreme Court, and it came down from the Supreme Court today. It was a 6-3 decision that halts the mandate for private businesses. So they no longer have to implement this. It's good news for small businesses across the country and for something that was obviously unconstitutional. So there's still a little bit of fight left. It's not over. It was just a halt. It was not struck down.
Okay.
But yeah, so it's good news for us.
So where do we go from here? What do you think happens next, Alex?
So really, I think, like I said, the fight continues. We got to wait for, to see what happens in the courts and where we need to take it from there. But we've got lawyers that are handling it. We're excited about what happened today. But the fight continues. We got to continue to make sure that these vaccine mandates, are not implemented across the country.
Well, and two sides to this as well, Alex. Whether you believe in them or not really isn't even, in my opinion, isn't even the issue. First of all, this needs to be an individual choice. It doesn't need to be something that's mandated in any way, shape, or form. I think you and I all agree on that one. But on top of that, as a business owner myself, the one thing that always bothers me is when we, if and when we allow government to tell private business what to do, that shaky ground, and we set precedents. It's why these things, whether you agree with them or not, have to get shot down.
That's exactly right. America was a country founded on individual liberty and individual decision making, and this is the exact opposite of that. This is government being intrusive into the lives of everyday Americans, as well as business owners. Like you said, this is a draconian mandate that does not help business owners who have been struggling now for 2 years during a pandemic. We've talked to business owners around the country who have told us this. This is something extremely difficult to implement for them.
Yep.
It's very costly. They've seen, as I just said, difficulties throughout the pandemic with having to hire people, with money coming in the door. Why would we put another mandate, another regulation on our small business owners who have just been trying to make it through for the last few years?
We shouldn't. And when it gets to this level where, and I know there's lots of debate around, is it really protecting people and the workers and so on? And I'm not going to get into that, Alex. That's a whole other conversation I've even had here numerous times. It doesn't make any difference, in my opinion. The issue I have with this is, again, back to just the overarching, we're going to now tell private business, as a federal government, by the way, what you're going to do in and out of your business. Not safety regulations and things like that, Alex. That's not what we're talking about here. We're literally telling businesses how they're going to operate moving forward. And to me, that's shaky ground, period, whether it's a vaccine mandate or some other sort of mandate.
Yeah, absolutely it is. I think that's why the Biden administration tried to do this through OSHA. They knew that this was unconstitutional, so they tried to, use an end around
that's right.
OSHA.
That's right.
Yeah, and, obviously the courts looked at this and said that if you read the decision, the justices who were in the majority, they basically said that, no, OSHA has never been used for something like this. This actually takes their power to another level that was never meant to be there for OSHA. That was never meant to be, something that they were able to do. So it's a good good ruling today. Like I said, the fight continues. But for now, small business owners can rest easy.
No, this is a huge win. I'm in that camp, as you know, as I said a moment ago. And, yes, very much so. This is a big win. I wish it were the same on the healthcare side, but I understand why they did what they did. Don't know that I agree with it. Doesn't mean that I have to. I understand it. And that's a whole different ball of wax, if you would, Alex. It's not the same as what we're talking about on the OSHA side, and I get that. But this is still a big win for us as a country today.
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, we're happy with what the Supreme Court found, and it's been what we've been saying from the beginning, that these mandates were unconstitutional.
Yep.
The RNC from the beginning has said we are pro-vaccine and anti-mandate. We encourage people to go get the vaccine, but there are extenuating circumstances where folks may not be able to take it for medical reasons. And it's also just an individual medical
decision. I was just
going
to say, I mean, there's people like me, Alex,
yeah,
where I'm young, I'm healthy, I don't feel like I need it. At the end of the day, I'm not getting it, I'm not going to get it. And I'll be honest with you, the more I'm told and forced to, and the more I see a stupid commercial that's got Obama and Bill Clinton on there telling me I need to go get one, I'm more determined not to get one.
Yeah, I understand that. And like I said, it should be up to every individual American whether or not they want to take the vaccine. They can take in all the information, talk to their doctor,
that's right,
and talk to themselves whether or not they want to take it. And that's been our stance from the start.
And it's been our stance here as a program as well. So you guys are right in line with what we're doing. Appreciate it very much, Alex, giving us the update. As this thing moves forward, anything else you want to give back to us, please let us know. I'll get you right back on air.
You got it. Thanks
I appreciate
a lot,
it. Alex Teeler again. That's the Southwest Communications Director for the GOP. Very instrumental, by the way, in making that get shot down today. And as Charlie said in my ear a moment ago, this was a 6-3 ruling, folks. This wasn't some, you know, down the road and we had to rely on one person to go, you know, one way or the other. No, this was not unanimous, because let's face it, we got some hardcore lefties on there that used the bench as their political tool. But in this case, 6-3, good win today. Gino, as I said earlier, is coming up next. And as I go through and try to give you guys some different, you know, automotive tips when it comes to Gino's and Extreme Automotive together. One of the things I'll tell you when it comes to Geno's, which they're an expert on, by the way, is front end alignments. I talked about tires a moment ago in the last hour. Front end alignments, one of those things most people forget about. And what do front end alignments do for you? Well, first of all, they save tire wear, which saves you money. They also save fuel, because if your tires are scrubbing going down the road, you're using too much fuel. There's lots of advantages to getting your car aligned. I'm one that says it ought to be done at least annually, if not more often, depending upon where you live. And Geno's is an expert when it comes to front-end alignments. It's Geno'sAutoservice.com. It's with a J, by the way, 303-794-6700.
It's the new year, and Geno's Auto Service in Littleton would like to thank all of their great customers for the continued patronage and support over the past 38 years. Start the new year with savings on all of Geno's premium Napa Auto batteries. Stop in for a free battery check. The team at Geno's are big believers in catching problems before they start. Take advantage of their free multi-point inspection. They'll evaluate your vehicle, looking at your fluid levels, belts, hoses, and filters. And remember, any maintenance or repair work on your vehicle comes with a Napa Peace of Mind warranty, covering parts and labor for 36 months or 36,000 miles. To make your life simpler, Geno's offers loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off and pick it up when ready. They're AAA approved and located at Bowles and Platte Canyon in Littleton. Take advantage of Geno's free battery check this month. Stop in or visit them online at Geno'sAutoservice.com. That's Geno's with a J.
All right, Franktown Firearms folks, don't forget Tactical Fun Nights at Franktown. Find out exactly what Friday night it is in January. KLZRadio.com, 720-770-7777.
You will leave Franktown Firearms happier than you walked in. Nobody looks cheerful these days. Everybody seems stressed about the future. At Franktown Firearms, you will experience the satisfaction of becoming self-reliant. The team at Franktown Firearms encourages first-time shooters to get training right away because you'll reinforce good habits from the beginning, making your practice more effective. Whether you're an instructor, they will tailor your training to fit your goals. You want control of your personal safety and the safety of your family. Learning how to take care of yourself and your family feels good. Instead of worrying, you can have the confidence that you will know how to respond in an emergency. As Sean and Nate would say, you can't not smile when you fire off some freedom seeds. They promise to treat every customer with the same level of respect and professionalism, whether you spend $5 or $5,000. Sign up for training now at klzradio.com/franktown, where students become friends.
All right, group insurance analysts, folks, and great people, by the way. If you need something insured, especially something that's unique, mountain properties, for example, it's really hard right now to find insurance companies that will actually handle mountain properties. GIA has a complete arm, if you would. David over there, David Anderson, does all that for them. And again, it's one of those things that they specialize in doing, also big on health insurance. But if you need insurance for anything, they've got you handled. 303-423-0162 or find them at klzradio.com.
Paul Lenigro and his team at Group Insurance Analysts do all of the market research at no cost to you.
We're independent brokers. Now, what's an independent broker? What does that mean? We don't work for an insurance company. Okay, we contract with many different insurance companies so that we can offer their products, so that we can shop and provide you the best deal out there. When you're buying insurance online or you're calling that call center, that 1-800 number, they're not geared to looking and uncovering what your real needs are. They've got a product to sell. So when you call, they're like, okay, option A, B, and C, which one do you want? A lot of what we do up front before even talking to you about any product is finding out what you need. And then once we go through the fact finding to figure out what you need, then we can go and shop the products.
Call now for a free analysis of your home and auto insurance. 303-423-0162. 303-423-0162.
This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. And appreciate all of you listening, by the way. Some of you have texted in and said, I'm just too hard on the King Soopers grocery store workers. Actually, not all of you, just one. Most of you are in total agreement with me when it comes to that. Folks, let me tell you why I'm so passionate about some of these things. I'm tired of a soft America. Every year, every day of every year, we get softer and softer and softer and softer to the point, folks, where this country is slipping away from us every single day. Let me prove my point. And a lot of you Christians and folks out there, by the way, on the right, please listen to me right now. Hardcore lefties, I don't care if you listen. I'm not changing your mind anyways. But those of you that are in that middle, Christians even, churchgoers, those of you that just thought Trump was just too harsh. He tweeted out mean things. He said things that you just didn't agree with. Look what you got now, folks. You got an absolute total communist, he and his vice president in the White House, along with many others, the Nancy Pelosi's of the world that are in the same camp, that want to do nothing more than destroy this country. Literally, take it away from you. Give you no freedom whatsoever. Mandate what you do in every aspect of life. I just don't understand why some of you, you don't like how mean I am sometimes, quote unquote. Because I have high standards. Yes, that was texted to me. My standards are just too high. Yeah, they are, doggone it. And so should yours be. And so should everybody else's in this country. What has happened to us where high standards are now a problem? Setting expectations is being mean. That's the problem, folks. Literally, that's our problem. We don't have any expectations as a country. We don't have any standards. We don't set that high ground any longer. Everybody gets a trophy. That's our problem, folks. Everybody gets a ribbon. We're all winners. No, we're not. Some suck. Plain and simple. Look around you at any given time. Literally. What in the world are we doing? I'm sorry if I come across hard sometimes. Actually, I'm not. It's what we need sometimes. It's how I was raised, by the way. If you don't like it, blame my dad. It's how I was raised. Suck it up. Get your stuff done. No sniveling. Work hard. You get out of life what you put into it. Those are the things I was taught that I'm now trying to teach all of you. Nothing is handed to you on a silver platter. There's no get-rich-quick schemes. On and on we go, folks. These are basic principles of life. And I'm sorry, if you don't like it, turn the dial. Go listen to somebody else that you think is softer and make you feel better at the same time. Great. Hallelujah. Unbelievable. And you call yourself conservatives or Christians even. You're not. Sorry, you're not. You're not. I'm sorry, you're just not. If you're one of those that voted for this administration we have now, you're the problem. You didn't like Trump. He tweeted too mean. You're the problem. You didn't like Trump because of his past. You're the problem. Look what you have now, folks. You've got a guy in the presidency that wants to take all of your energy away, make you go hang a solar panel up someplace and pray to God it sun shines and it somehow heats your home. He wants to take all your gasoline away or at least make it $5 a gallon so you don't drive anymore. Why? Because they want to keep you caged up. That's the administration you have right now. For heaven's sake, wake up. Look at what's going on, folks. This is a battle for the soul of our country and for your souls as well. And if you don't think for one second that evil is against good right now, you're crazy. You might think I'm hard. You ain't seen nothing yet. Wait until you see what's coming. You let this current administration have its way, you haven't seen nothing yet. You think I'm hard, wait till you don't have anything to go buy at King Soopers. Wait till there's nothing on the shelf. Wait till it's Venezuela. And your money has to be wheelbarrowed around to go buy something. You think I'm too hard? Wait till then. You'll be looking back on this and saying, oh, gosh, guess I should have listened to that Rush guy. He wasn't so wrong after all. You people are crazy sometimes. By the way, these are the same people that will text me over and over and over again for COVID advice. Ask Kelly this, ask Dr. Kelly that, blah, 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 which I go do. And then all of a sudden, I'm too hard. You people can't be pleased sometimes. Unbelievable. And by the way, if Steve House and Dr. Kelly were both on with me right now, still, they would agree with me on everything I've said. We have a soft country. We've raised several generations now, not one, several generations. Actually, even my generation was starting to be soft. How do I know that? Because I can go back and look at the people I went to school with and see where they're at in life today and tell you that we were raising a soft generation even in the 60s and 70s. It started then, basically. And it's continued on with every generation since. We have to be the most pampered generation, plural, generations, plural, in all of history. Literally. And all I'm saying when it comes to these grocery store workers is, if $16 to $18 an hour isn't enough, go find another job. And quit sniveling about everybody being mean to you that come in the door. Folks, again, reason I have no sympathy for this, I told you earlier, but I'll say it again. I've been in the automotive industry my entire life. An industry where the majority of people don't like going to. Nobody wants to buy a new car. Nobody wants to buy a used car. It's painful for them. We and dentists, for probably the last, I don't know, several decades, when they do surveys to find out what do people hate doing the most, automotive and dentistry come up one and two almost every single year, flip-flopping. People hate getting their car fixed as much as they hate going to the dentist and vice versa. So, folks, I've lived in an industry where people are mean. Yeah. Where they walk in the door and they're automatically mean and they're mad. They don't want to be there. So am I sympathetic to these grocery store workers? No, I'm not. If you don't like what you're doing, then go do something else. There's 11 million jobs open in the country right now. If you don't like it, go do something else. Make a change. Are my standards high? You're darn tootin' they are. Am I ever going to lower them? Absolutely not. Not going to, folks. Sorry. Not going to lower them. That's the problem with the country. We've done that too often. We have compromised far too often. That's the other thing, by the way, I hate with politicians. Oh, we just need to compromise and stretch our hands across the aisle and work together. No, we don't. No, we don't. That's our problem. Stop doing that. Stand your ground. Stand for what you believe in. And move this country the direction it's supposed to go. Do you think our founding fathers didn't have a high standard? Those guys gave it all, folks. Some of them lost everything. Families, wives, houses, farms, you name it. Died penniless for this country so you could snivel about me talking about King Soopers workers. That's what our founding fathers did. Did they have high standards? You're darn right they did. Should all of you as well? You should, yes. And if you don't, you're part of the problem. I'll leave it at that. Extreme Auto Repair coming up next. I gave you guys tips earlier on just tire pressure in general. Talked about Geno's a moment ago with alignments. Extreme can do that for you as well. Different part of town, so they can also handle that. Another tip, by the way. And this goes right along with the tire and the alignment side of the fence as well, is rotations. Most people forget. They don't even do it. We're going longer and longer now in oil changes. Used to be you'd rotate your tires about every other oil change. Now it needs to be every oil change. So if you're not rotating tires while you have your oil change done, you're not doing it correctly. Again, Extreme Auto Repair can help you with all those things. KLZradio.com, 303-841-1071.
Extreme Auto Repair in Parker is doing their part to maintain your vehicle. Now it's time for you to do yours. Schedule your vehicle's maintenance today. The team at Extreme Auto Repair has worked diligently to keep parts and materials in stock for you. Lately, it's been all about good timing, staying in touch with suppliers constantly so you know when to place orders, when to stock certain items before they run out. Thanks to their hard work, they've managed to serve customers when no one else could. Recently, a customer looking for a specific Cooper tire couldn't find what they needed with a national supplier, but Extreme Auto Repair had that tire in stock. That's their job. Your job is to schedule your vehicle's maintenance well in advance. Extreme Auto Repair doesn't believe in scare tactics, but they do believe in transparency. To be transparent, the part you need may not be there next week. You know you have an issue with your vehicle, so address it sooner than later. KLZradio.com/extreme.
All right, Absolute Electrical Heating and Air, as I said all week long, because Lewis from there told us that if you get a new furnace in the month of January, you'll get their free air purification system along with it. Now, it's not normally free, but it is in this case because they're going to do that with every furnace installation. KLZradio.com, 720-526-0231.
Increase comfortability in your home with a UV air purifying system from Absolute. Absolute Electrical Heating and Air offers dynamic air solutions you won't find at most HVAC companies. Unfortunately, not all air purification products deliver on their promises. Before selecting a product, the team at Absolute personally met with the scientists who developed the technology, installing systems in their own homes to make sure they really work. The science makes sense. Your ultraviolet purifier attaches to your furnace, killing particles like dust, mold, and even most viruses at the source before the air blows through your vents into the rest of your house. One small unit purifies the air throughout your home, eliminating odors. Call Absolute Electrical Heating and Air today for an air purifier that works. 720-526-0231.
For quality and service beyond compare, Absolute Electrical Heating and Air.
You never thought you could afford such a comfortable home. With Catherine and Robin as your real estate agents, you could downsize to a condo without stairs, little to no property maintenance, and a shockingly affordable mortgage payment. KLZ's real estate team will help you qualify for affordable housing. Catherine and Robin have found the perfect program for seniors on a fixed income because your assets are not included in your qualifications. As long as you have a low enough income, you could qualify for affordable housing even with a healthy nest egg. Not only will you make a much smaller down payment on your new home, but property taxes are permanently capped at a reasonable amount, so you will never get stuck with outrageous taxes. Suddenly, homes in the $500,000 to $600,000 range, which you never thought you could afford, become easily affordable for you. Many of these homes are brand new. Some of them haven't even been built yet. Call Catherine and Robin now to help you qualify. 720-437-8210. Catherine Pickering and Robin Lewis Oglesby. K&R Home Transitions. Powered by Worth Clark Realty.
This is Rush to Reason. Brought to you by Absolute Electrical Heating and Air.
All right, folks, we are back. We'll get Scott Garlis on with us in a moment. He is awaiting us, so we'll get him going here in just 1 minute. And we got lots to talk about when it comes to just things that happened today. How will that affect the corporate side of the fence? What are corporate earnings like right now? By the way, I'll mention this to Scott as well, but anytime we talk about jobs reports, and some will say, oh, well, they added X amount of jobs. Well, that's all. Biden's great. He's doing fantastic. Keep this in mind. Somebody reminded me of this today. Biden hasn't added one single job to the workforce. All the jobs that you keep seeing come up in the jobs reports, they were all there prior to COVID, folks. So no, Joe hasn't added any jobs to the workforce. Scott Garlis joining us now. What's going on, sir?
John, how much? How are you this evening?
I'm doing well. I was just reminding folks that when they see the jobs report, and while it may look like the current administration might be doing something good, all those jobs were there prior to COVID, so no, they really haven't done anything.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, one of the things, again, we're seeing, we talked about this in the past, that as these incentives have started to disappear in the fall, these extra jobless benefits that states put in there, even when the federal ones expired, they've gone away, and what we've seen is that's happened, the jobless claims have steadily declined.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're seeing people go back to work. So,
that's right.
Yeah, and the quits went way up. They're starting to come back down now, too. So I think you're starting to see a lot of what you're talking about play out.
Well, let's talk about corporate earnings. Even what the SCOTUS did today, I think, will have a positive effect, by the way, in the future when it comes to corporate earnings, because it's just one less thing that now, you know, companies will just not have to, hopefully it'll continue on this way, but even for now, they won't have to dink around with all of what's going on when it comes to vaccines and testing and so on. It ought to free them up to actually focus on business, which is what they ought to be doing in the first place. What are your thoughts there?
Yeah, definitely. So one of the things we were talking about last week was the Federal Reserve and their intent to hike interest rates. So when you think about rising rates and you think about companies borrowing, the natural assumption is that technology companies are going to be the ones most affected because historically they've borrowed a lot. Well, actually their businesses, to your point, they've grown so large because of all the lockdowns that happened with the coronavirus pandemic. That technology companies, I mean, their cash on their balance sheet has swelled big time. I want to say Apple has more than $190 billion worth of cash and equivalent on their balance sheet. I mean, that's greater than the GDP of a lot of countries.
It's a lot of money, Scott.
Yes, it is. Microsoft is in the same boat. So is Google. So is Amazon. Facebook, too. I mean, they are just cash rich. You saw people get freaked out. They're worried that costs for different things are going up. And they penalize technology stocks coming in. Well, what we've seen for some time now is analysts, ever since the financial crisis, they've really gotten earnings estimates wrong. And on average, over the last 5 years, they've underestimated earnings growth by about 8%.
Okay.
In the last year, with what we've seen coming out of the coronavirus pandemic, that number has been more like 20%. So typically what we see, like last quarter, the S&P sold off hard into earnings, and then it had a big rally afterward. And we're setting up for the exact same kind of event right now. I think what we're going to see is we start to see corporate earnings come out. We're going to see companies are going to say really good things. I know people are worried about, well, you know, costs might have gone up because of labor gains. Well, you know, what we're seeing is a lot of the wage increases are sort of on the, they're on the lower end of the scale. They're not on the higher end of the scale. So it's not going to hurt companies as badly as people think.
No, what it's really doing, and this is my feeling on it, I want to get your thoughts on this, is it's creating the chasm between the haves and the have-nots, which, by the way, this administration always says they want to get rid of, but actually they're doing more harm to that than good, because what you just said is exactly what's happening. It doesn't hurt the guy that's got cash. It hurts the folks that don't have any.
Yeah, well, exactly, because you're driving costs up for all sorts of stuff, and the people that don't have cash are hurt worse because they have less discretionary income to go around.
Correct.
So as that discretionary income shrinks because of inflation, they're going to be hurt a lot more than people that have tons of extra money to spend. That's right.
Right. So, again, to your point, and I agree with you, by the way, these companies, even folks that are a little bit further up the food chain, you know, they'll get hurt in some areas. And, yeah, they're paying a little bit more money for fuel or this or that. But at the end of the day, you know, they're not getting hurt. It's the guy that in gal, the family that's just scraping by trying to irk out a living. You know, maybe they got into debt even over COVID and they're trying to figure out how to bail, you know, some of that out. And now all of a sudden gas is, you know, 30% higher than it was. Natural gas is 30% higher. Their electricity bill is bigger. Their grocery bill, even though the price of cereal may be exactly the same, the quantity of what's in the box is less, which is still inflation. So at the end of the day, Scott, they're the ones that really get hurt.
They are. And so, you know, what's really interesting about all of this, so as we have been talking about costs rising, inflation taking off, again, going back to, you know, company costs. So people have really worried, like, oh, my gosh, costs are going up. That means corporate profitability is going to go down. And, again, we talked about wage gains. And, well, you know, the last two quarters, the second quarter of this past year and the third quarter of this past year, were the two most profitable quarters on record.
You want me to add my 2 cents as to why I think that's the case?
Oh, I can fire away.
Well, bear with me here. I think part of that is because, and this is, you know, Andy and I have, you know, my co-host on Tuesdays have talked about this, you know, sort of in depth here, even this week some, Scott, is when companies don't have a worker, or that herd of workers, if you would, starts to thin out, but they determine that they can still get just as much done as they once were. Nothing else changes. The price of what they're selling stays the same. What happens is their payroll costs actually start to go down some. Well, of course, that's going to increase profit. And what a lot of these workers that haven't gone back don't understand is they're going to find themselves not needed any longer, which is really dumb on their part.
Yeah, so we have seen some of that. I think we talked about this earlier. We talked about this summer that we are seeing technology adoption as a result, because companies are worried about not being able to get people in those seats. So they've turned to technology more.
And that's right.
You know, we talk about tech companies that have their cash on their balance sheet keep swelling. Well, there's a reason why. I mean, technology makes companies more efficient. It means they need less people to do these jobs. And you know, machines can show up 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, don't need health insurance. They don't need, you know, any sort of calls. They don't need sick days. And I think companies are finding some of this out that, hey, you know, I can do the job just as well, more efficiently, with less people by employing technology.
That's right.
The other thing I think that is going on there, too, and we talk about this with regulation, and when you see Congress pass this regulation on the companies, like, oh, look what we're doing. Well, what really winds up happening, companies use that as an excuse to raise fees on you and me.
That's
and
right.
Everybody else.
That's right.
And when they raise those fees, they incrementally add a little bit more each time. So they actually wind up making more margin as a result of those fees, because they pass it on to you and I. And, you know, that's the downside of all this stuff is, you know, good for the companies that they're able to get those past. They can push on those costs and they can make that extra money. You know, God bless them. But you and I and every other person in America, we're the ones that pay for that.
That's right. That's right. No, you're exactly right. So, and it's in my notes, but is this a catalyst for a market move? And if so, what direction and why?
Yeah, so it's definitely a catalyst for a market move in my book. I think we'll see the market go higher on this. One of the other things I like to look at is consumer sentiment, or in particular investor sentiment. The American Association of Individual Investors puts out a weekly poll, and what we've recently seen is that poll has gone decidedly more bearish, which means negative on stocks. Bullish sentiment has dropped to below 25%. I believe the average over time is like 38%. So it's more than one standard deviation away from its average number. And so typically over time, we see that turn into a move higher for the S&P 500. Now, what we saw the last time this happened, it was in middle of September of last year, right before third quarter earnings kicked off. The S&P 500 rallied 7% into the end of the year. So again, we're seeing people get very pessimistic on stocks just ahead of corporate earnings, which coincidentally kick off tomorrow. So I wouldn't be surprised if you see a similar type of move. And the reason I say this, when people are bearish on stocks, it typically means they've cashed out or they're underinvested. So what they wind up doing is they wind up chasing when they see good numbers.
Hmm. Okay. So we should be able to watch this tomorrow. I know you also told me, which I appreciate you doing, which I should have known, but I don't. This basically runs till about the middle of February when Disney then reports its earnings, is what you're saying.
Yeah. So it's the S&P 500. There are some companies that have already reported, but basically it's considered formal earnings season. It typically starts when J.P. Morgan reports.
Okay.
J.P. Morgan and BlackRock Financial report tomorrow. The financials always go first. I think they're all going to see good businesses because people want to borrow money, especially now that they're worried about rates going up.
Right.
And for instance, like people that want to buy homes, all of a sudden they've been sitting on the fence. They're in a rush to buy.
They're going to buy now. That's right. That's right.
Yeah. Or anybody that wants to take a loan out for anything, they're going to run to do this. What we did see in the past, just really quickly, if you go back to 2013 to 2015, when the Fed began ending quantitative easing into the first rate hike, rates initially popped at first, and they actually wound up going back down.
Hmm.
And the reason why that happens, and why I think it will happen again in this case, is we have other countries look at the global economy, or investors elsewhere, and they see how well the U.S. economy is doing versus the rest of the globe. So what you wind up with is people look at the U.S. as defensive assets. And when they see the U.S. 10-year Treasury bond, which is considered one of the most defensive assets in the world, if they think rates might start to go up, you see a bunch of people come clamoring and a bunch of money coming after 10-year Treasuries. So Treasury yields and prices have an inverse relationship. And when you have more buyers and sellers, what actually winds up happening is as these people try to buy the U.S. 10-year U.S. Treasuries, because they think rates are going up against defensive, they actually push rates back down.
Right.
And so,
right.
I think you
are spot on, because that's what's happened typically in the past. So while some folks would worry that interest rates on a mortgage are going to be sky high by the end of the year, well, first of all, sky high. I mean, Scott, I'm old enough to remember interest rates on houses being 17-18%, so we are nowhere close to being, quote-unquote, sky high. And let's face it, my son and I were even talking about this today. I know there'll be pockets around the country where this will not be the case, but in general, especially here in this Front Range of Colorado, an even 1% interest rate hike on mortgages, let's face it, Scott, some people will probably be taken out of the market, but by and large, the majority of people, even in this Colorado market, will still go out, buy houses, and get mortgages, because they're still going to be looking at around 4.25%, which is cheap money.
Yeah, the panic on interest rates that we've seen over the last few weeks, month in the stock market is, it's people worried about the Federal Reserve taking a federal funds target range back to where it was prior to the pandemic. And, this is another thing, it was at 1.5 to 1.75% was the target range. We're at 0 to 0.25%. The economy right now is on a run rate to outperform 2019 pre-pandemic levels by 7%. That's 3.5% per year over the last 2 years. In the 10 years leading into the pandemic, we were at 2.3%. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out why this is happening. It's because of the flood of money that's been thrown at the system.
Right.
So,
which is why there's inflation.
Exactly. And so we had a very good economy before this. And, okay, we're at 3.5% right now, but if we go to rates that were there prior and we drop back to 2.5%, that's still very good.
Right.
I would take 2.5% a year.
No, I agree.
To your point. And so housing prices might come back in a little bit, but what we'll wind up seeing, and this has happened in the past too, if rates go back up and prices pull back a little bit, the home builders wind up selling more houses.
Right.
The home builders and the home building supply companies, well, they, you know, take, for instance, the cement companies like Vulcan Materials or Martin Marietta, they wind up becoming very good investments, and they pay handsomely.
Okay, so it's not all bad news. And I know you don't have a crystal ball. You and I have talked about things really for, you know, quite some time now. And, you know, and I was one of the first ones to talk about, you know, inflation, where I thought we'd be, you know, this time.
Yeah.
And I wasn't too far off. I don't have any crystal balls. But, you know, just as a employer and looking at costs and so on, you can kind of see some of this stuff coming. You know, and I really haven't spent a lot of time thinking about this for, you know, 2022. And I do think that a lot of it's going to have – how should I say this? I think a lot of inflation and where we go from here will have a lot to do with what happens with COVID, where we're at with Omicron, how that ends up panning out. And then as we head into this election cycle, this is a pretty decent election cycle coming up in November. I think, just my personal opinion, and I know there's folks out there that would disagree with me on this, but I think you're going to see inflation sort of slow down some because of the two things I just said.
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, again, you have a Federal Reserve, again, pushing rates higher, intent on pushing rates higher, pulling back on all this extra money that they put out there and not flooding the financial system with money anymore, you know, drives the value of the dollar up. The value of the dollar goes up. It takes less of them to buy more, and that naturally caps inflation right there. I think you're right. I think inflation should start to tamp down a bit. You know, we'll see. I do think it's interesting that, you know, all these unions right now. I know you guys, is it in Colorado or the Kroger union?
King Super is what it's called here, but King Super City Market. But yeah, it's a Kroger strike. I've been talking about it throughout the program today, and of course, you probably know where I stand on all of that. I don't have to get into that with you, but. The reality is they're striking over all sorts of things. And frankly, Scott, I disagree with it. I don't know how it's going to turn out. I don't know what the union's actually going to do. You know, I don't know if you'll see a wage increase, but, you know, if we do and that union contract changes, well, then you could see the price of groceries in Colorado change.
Yeah, you definitely could. I just, you know, I for whatever it's worth, I look at strikes of that nature as interesting because, you know, I was always brought up that, you know, if you don't like your job and it's not working out,
then go somewhere else.
Ask your boss. Right. You ask for pay raise, they say no, then you go somewhere else. Right. But organized strikes, it just, you know.
Nobody wins at the end of the day, Scott. I think that's the other thing to make mention of. And you know this as well as anybody. You know, you watch this stuff daily. I mean, the company doesn't win. The workers don't win. You know, maybe some of the union bosses end up winning because they feel good when it's all said and done, depending upon the outcome. But, you know, nobody else, the consumers, definitely don't win. I mean, there's a ton of losers when people go on strike.
Well, let's go back to what we talked about earlier about corporate profitability. You know, the guys who run those companies, they got to pay more for wages. They don't want to eat that.
That's right.
They're going to pass it up.
Well, I did the math the other day on King's, you know, on Kroger. Kroger, across the board, their net profit is 1.5%, actually like 1.49 or something, Scott.
Yeah.
That's their, you know, that's a grocery store chain profitability. It's right in line with what they ought to be doing. But yeah, at 1.5% a net profit, they can't take anything out of that. Sorry, there's not enough there to take it out of.
No, that's correct. And if you push it to a point in the conversation where it becomes unprofitable, you know, then you just have stores closed down.
Right. Which doesn't help anybody at the end of the day. It harms everybody, actually.
Completely.
Let's talk about this for one second, because this is where you can also chime in. And for folks listening, please hear me when I say this. When a store goes dark, that's what we call it in the industry, when a store goes dark, a King Supers, a Walmart, or whatever, you know, the community around it, nobody benefits, Scott, when a store goes dark. Whether people like that store or not, having that activity there, having it generating jobs and income and their selling of goods and so on, that's all great for a community. But when it goes dark and gets blighted almost, if you would, and that can happen as well, it actually stinks for a community.
Well, one of the companies I used to like when I worked on Wall Street I used to follow was this store called Dollar Tree.
Oh, yeah.
And one of the reasons I like Dollar Tree so much is Dollar Tree had a great strategy. Dollar Tree tried to put a lot of their stores right by Walmart, and because they knew the Walmarts got a lot of foot traffic.
Mm-hmm.
And so when Walmarts were getting foot traffic, guess who else was getting foot traffic?
So are they. Dollar Tree. Yeah, good point.
So to your point, when a big store goes dark like that, that's a problem because there's, again, like you said, there's a community of stores built around them, and the fallout isn't at just one place. It starts trickling out. And the problem is it's all those sort of mom-and-pop owners that get involved and local workers that people tend to work near their jobs. Right. I don't think you're going to drive from 2 hours away to work at a Dollar Tree near a Walmart.
You're not.
So that community automatically starts to feel the ramifications of things like that. And yeah, you know, maybe some of these people are getting short-term, you know, gain out of it, but longer-term, yeah, that can be devastating to the community, is correct.
All right, Scott, and again, we're out of time. How do folks find you and, you know, find out more about you, get involved? I mean, you've got great advice. We appreciate you joining us each week. How do they find you?
Sure, go to StansberryInvestor.com. You can check out our free stuff. You can check out our paid stuff. We're there to help the little guy.
Awesome. Scott, as always, I appreciate it, sir. We'll talk to you next week.
John, thanks for your time.
You're very welcome. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back, and I want to explain and kind of jump off of even that blighted store end of things and why, folks, some of this stuff that we're encountering right now is such a big deal, and some folks won't give it the attention that it deserves. Flesh and Beck is next. Kevin Flesh wants to help you with all of your legal needs, whatever they are. Doesn't matter. I've got a family member that's fighting with an insurance company right now over a wreck that was not their fault. Kevin's helping them with it. That's the sort of thing he does. It's fleshlawfirm.com, F-L-E-S-C-H, or call 303-806-8886.
KLZ's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law, has a unique background that makes him a more effective advocate for you. He handles both criminal and civil cases. Most attorneys only do one or the other, but Kevin has almost 25 years of experience on both sides, which means he has more practice in the courtroom. Most personal injury attorneys will say they have experience in court, but since only about 10% of personal injury cases actually go to trial, those attorneys only appear in court once or twice a year. Because Kevin also takes criminal cases, he appears in court constantly. Kevin has a rare ability to present an argument that only comes from years of experience learning how to read a courtroom. KLZ's personal injury attorney continues to practice both civil and criminal defense because he believes the courtroom keeps him nimble. Trial tested, trial ready. Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law. Schedule a free consultation now at 303-806-8886.
All right, Novus Auto Glass, folks. And if you need a complete windshield replacement or a crack fixed or a chip filled, you name it, they can do it. And one thing I should always make note of is they have the best resins and have the ability to fix that windshield better than anyone else. Yes, I can say that. Why? Because they invented it. They've kept that technology up. They know the glass. They know what needs to happen. And they are the leader in that industry. So find a location near you. RushToReason.com. Just look for Novus.
I heard about Novus Glass on John Rush's Rush to Reason radio show, and I know that John would not go with a company that he did not believe was a great company to work with. And so with him backing Novus Auto Glass, we felt confident that that was a good company. When I called them, I was looking for mobile service out to Elbert County, and they were very accommodating. My insurance company initially told me that they were not a preferred provider with our insurance company, and they went above and beyond with doing a three-way call with my insurance company and got everything squared away to replace three windshields for us without any money out of our pocket except for our deductible. I can't think of another windshield replacement company that we've ever worked with that has been like Novus. I would call them every time now when we need a windshield replaced.
klzradio.com/glass.
All right, Golden Eagle Financial folks, and again, make sure your retirement plan works, that you'll get there, stay there. Al can help you with all of that. It's Al Smith, Golden Eagle Financial, licensed in Wyoming as well, 303-744-1128 or klzradio.com.
Make sure that your income and retirement belongs to you, not to the IRS. Worst case scenario, you have your nest egg stored entirely in taxable accounts when you hit the age of required minimum distributions, which means you must pull that money out by law. The sudden influx of cash bumps you into a higher tax bracket, so you're stuck paying a large percentage of your nest egg to the IRS instead of keeping that income for yourself. Golden Eagle Financial includes tax planning as part of your retirement plan. Al Smith will help you plan ahead so you have time to withdraw some of that money slowly. By transitioning a portion of your nest egg into tax-free accounts, you won't feel the hit so badly when you reach the age of required minimum distributions. Preserve your income by planning a tax-efficient retirement. KLZradio.com/money. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
The ACA, the Affordable Care Act, basically it's individual health insurance for people under age 65. This year, a lot of people don't realize there's a boatload of people out there who previously did not qualify for the tax credit that do now.
Call Paul Inigro and his team at Group Insurance Analysts now, 303-423-0162.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, folks, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Again, thanks to Scott for joining us as he does on Thursdays. And the thing we sort of ended with, that he and I were both talking about, I wanted to just further along, because these are things, frankly, no one thinks about. The union doesn't, because they don't care. Real quick, even though unions will tell you they care about their workers and they care about you as the customer, no, actually, they don't. They don't care at all. Unions care about one thing, the money coming in that they can donate to politicians to keep their efforts going. That's all a union cares about. Please hear me out when I say that. Now, what Scott and I were talking about, where if things change enough on union contracts and so on to where those store operators, you know, those owners of those types of organizations, because this goes across the board, has to do some juggling around to still make things work out profitability-wise. In other words, maybe they've had a store right now that's a little bit on the edge. Yeah, maybe it's profitable one month, but it's not the next. But maybe the store down the street does a little better, so they offset one another. So just to keep things going and for ease of operation and all of that, they go ahead and let the one store fluctuate up and down, up and down. They make money, they don't. They make money, they don't. But there's enough coming in from some of the others that they leave that store open. And I'm talking about very real things, folks. These are things that happen right now. They're happening as we speak, by the way. But let's say all of a sudden the labor costs go up at all of their stores. So now the store that was making profit maybe one month but not the next is constantly in the red. And by the way, the store that used to carry that store isn't doing as well either because its costs are also higher. Well, what happens is eventually that store that's not making any money gets closed down and becomes a dark store. And as Scott and I said a moment ago, that is not good for a community, folks. Dark stores hurt communities, period. Plain and simple. They are not good for them at all. So are the unions looking at what I just said? They don't care, folks. They don't. Reason why I just said they don't care about you or the community around them. So, folks, we've got to start doing what we need to do to get things back on track. And by the way, that means right now, cross the picket line and buy from King Soopers. I'll tell you that right now. I don't care what those workers are going through right now. Go across the line, buy from them, and help them out right now. We'll be back tomorrow. Movies tomorrow, by the way. Andy's going to have two new ones. And then we're also going to do movie rental reviews with this week's favorite TV duo. See you tomorrow. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.